So I am a sort of a basic scientist, but I recognized very early on in my career that if I wanted to make an impact in cancer, we'd have to create multidisciplinary teams. So currently in Alberta, we actually have a province-wide team. So Alberta has about 4.5 million people and several universities. And so we've created the Alberta Prostate Cancer Research Initiative, which is basically a province-wide network that includes all the basic scientists interested in prostate cancer, like myself, but also all of the clinicians, the urologists, the surgeons, the radiation oncologists, the medical oncologists, and clinical trials folks working throughout the province. And so we regularly meet and discuss research ideas. And we've been very surprised by sort of the dynamics in sort of what happens. So there are some things that we can talk about to physicians that we're working on in the lab, and they either tell us, well, that's dumb. We've never seen a patient with sort of that physiology. So why are you working on that? So that stopped a few projects that were in early stages. But also, it's very interesting, hearing from the clinical side of things. Physicians describing sort of the range of patients they have, the issues they have, and that's given us a lot of ideas about how to direct the research. And I think it's been very valuable. As far as clinical translation, I mean, sure, at the basic discovery stage, you may not have any idea where it's going to go. But certainly, when you get to a point where you've discovered a therapeutic target, you know potentially how that might be applied. Certainly, at that point, a lot of what's happening in the clinic can inform, what happens next. So in this case, we're a prostate cancer lab. We've discovered this really exciting protein, KIF3B. In this case, the clinicians are telling us, if we're going to do a clinical trial, we'd have to do it in a different cancer. And so we're definitely open to that. But, we've been a little bit a victim of our own success. So we've been successful in building these teams and doing some translational research. But as a result, you usually get funded for what you're successful at. So we've been very successful in getting funding from that more translational development type of stuff. And we're finding it harder and harder to focus on the basic research questions. So we're looking forward to potentially digging in and answering some more basic questions about science.